There's a lot of talk about the Tuskegee syphilis study these days. It's given as a reason why black Americans might be hesitant to get the COVID-19 vaccine. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky reports, descendants of the men in the study and experts say the reality of medical mistrust and skepticism goes beyond a single story.
Sean Walters wants to be a doctor someday. His great-grandfather, Freddie Lee Tyson, was subjected to the infamous Tuskegee study of untreated syphilis in the Negro male. And I asked Walters, how much does that legacy create pressure for him as he starts his career in medicine?
The pressure, I feel like there would still be pressure to at least address some of the issues that are going on in medicine.
Tyson was one of the over 600 black men enrolled without his knowledge in a study that's gotten a lot of press lately.
The men in the study were not injected with syphilis.
That's Lily Tyson Head. She's the daughter of Freddie Lee Tyson and the president of Voices for Our Fathers Foundation. And she's been working overtime to dispel myths about the study. Correcting the record on that myth, she says, is especially important right now, because while African Americans are out there rolling up their sleeves to get the coronavirus vaccine, there's this idea out there that
that's why they hesitate, because they feel as though they will be injected with something like the men were.
But the men weren't injected with it. In fact, her father was identified as already having syphilis. He had congenital syphilis, meaning he was born with it. He was tested, followed, and denied care for 40 years.
The immoral and evil thing that happened in that study was that the men were not provided penicillin when penicillin came out.
And there's another myth she'd like to clear up.
The mistrust did not come about because of the Public Health Service syphilis study. That started in 1619, when the first slaves stepped on the grounds of America.
Dr. Wisdom Powell is the director of the Health Disparities Institute and a professor of psychiatry at UConn Health.
Even the word hesitancy ascribes a certain individual level characteristic to what is a systemic problem. We are trying to solve medical mistrust as an individual level issue when in fact, system structures and ecologic exposures are the catalyst for mistrust.
Black people in Connecticut have shorter life expectancies. Black babies are 4 times more likely to die before their first birthday than their white counterparts. And all in between, asthma, diabetes, and prostate cancer weigh more heavily and more deadly on the black population here. That's according to Connecticut Health Foundation. The Tyson family has plenty of reasons to mistrust the medical establishment. I spoke to 3 generations of them for this story, and I heard something similar from all of them.
I'm very comfortable with the medical professional, but there's a lot of people that are not.
Get checked out regularly. You know, bring somebody who's going to listen, because sometimes when doctors are telling you news, you're not really comprehending it.
Don't, like, hesitate to go to the doctor.
That was Wendy Tyson Wood. Then Anthony Tyson, and finally Sean Walters. There's a combination of trust and skepticism in their views, self-advocacy and awareness that the medical establishment has a lot of work to do. Again, Lily Tyson Head.
But it also comes with a lot of work on our parts as being diligent in finding the facts and making sure that we're getting the best healthcare possible.
That speaks to just the capacity for resilience and the true investment in healing, growing, and thriving that exists within communities of color. That's a narrative that we often don't lift up, but that's so critically important.
So back to Walters. He's 21. He's not sure yet if he'll be in biomedical research or pediatric sports medicine. Regardless of that, Walters wants to see more African-American men in science. Black people make up 5% of the U.S. physician workforce, but 14% of the U.S. population.
Above anything, a lot of the issues that we're facing is because there's a lack of representation, lack of the data, lack of people understanding that other people's voices are being diminished. And that's leading, obviously, to the issues that we're facing and the issues that we will face if things aren't being addressed.
And Walters is addressing that as an intern at Pfizer this summer and as he continues in his field. He's one part of the many Tyson family members investing in their own healing, growing and thriving. It's how they are rebuilding trust in the medical system and how they're rebuilding that medical system to protect their health. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.